And we are back on the KYMM Morning Show. Joining us now from the state capitol is a state senator from District 20, Rich Dreheim. Senator, good morning and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Good morning, Jeff, and happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
All right. Now, are there special things going on for Valentine's Day at the Senate, or is it going to be just business as usual?
All business as usual.
Yeah. I suppose those occasions aren't marked too much in the State House. Let's get into things that happened last week in the State Senate. Let's start off. I guess I'll let you start off by picking what topic you'd like to start off with.
Well, you know, we've been spending a lot of time working on the unemployment insurance. And, you know, we passed it off couple of committees in the Senate, and we are waiting to see what direction the House has. They're indicating that they want to trade something for that, which is a little concerning because we did what the governor asked us to do. And now they're coming back and wanting to trade.
What are some of the details, the highlights of that bill as it is currently sitting in through the Senate committees?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, what are some of the highlights of that unemployment insurance bill, at least the way it sits right now going through the Senate committees?
Well, we repaid the debt, so it's costing us $50,000 a day in interest. So we thought it was best to get it taken care of, and then we put a little surplus on there so that the employers aren't penalized.
All right, State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Is that, now you'd mentioned there might be a trade in the works, at least that's what the Democrats have proposed. So at this point, you don't have an idea of what they're interested in bartering for. Is that correct?
Oh, they want to add on $1 billion hero pay type bill to make sure kids working at the grocery stores get a piece of the hero pay, quote.
All right. Let's move on. There's also a public safety bill that had been worked on. Tell us about that.
We have a whole suite of public safety bills, and the first wave is on recruiting. How do we retain and recruit the well-trained law enforcement employees? So that's been kind of our focus. And I got to tell a little story, Jeff, about Wednesday night. We had an off-site meeting. I gave a couple of the female senators a ride to the event, and I was giving one of them a ride back to the Capitol. Came back about 8 o'clock, and I saw a law enforcement vehicle in front of the House building, saw Capitol Police driving around at 8 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. And then I saw three van loads of law enforcement of some sort pull up right on the intersection where the mass transit is. I'm going like, what is going on? It's a Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. So I went up to my office to work for an hour and a half or so, and I turned on the scanner radio app. Have you ever listened to that, Jeff?
Yes, I have. Yeah, we have a local one here. It's generally not too interesting, but you do from time to time see some, hear some things. But I would imagine if involving that many law enforcement officials, you're going to hear a lot on that.
Well, there wasn't really anything going on specifically. Between 8 and 9, almost the whole night was gunshots all over Minneapolis and St. Paul. And you really felt for the people working the phones and the first responders and the officers waiting for backup, not knowing when backup was going to arrive. It was very interesting. So I would recommend your listeners to listen to Ascena Radio of Minneapolis, St. Paul, some night, just to give it a little feel what these people are going through night after night after night.
Wow. Now, getting back up, tying this in, yeah, and we have heard of the violence that's going on night after night, as you'd mentioned before, and really day after day in some cases as well, in the Twin Cities area. What, you know, from the legislative standpoint as a senator, what are the types of bills that you can pass? Law enforcement recruiting is one thing, but are there going to be more like crime bills or anything going through that?
Yeah, there's a whole suite of different bills that we're working on. And, you know, there was violence again Friday night up on Lake Street. Antifa had a little demonstration, if you will, and vandalized a bunch of buildings. So how do we react to that? Most of the news has been on the no-knock warrants with the tragic shooting of the young man in the apartment, which wasn't the guy they were looking for. So that's one thing we'll look at. The different cities operate different procedures for a no-knock type warranty. Some do a breach and hold. Others just barge right in. And you look at, like, St. Paul, I don't think has had a no-knock warrant in 5 years, but Minneapolis has had over 100 in the last couple of years. So it really varies city to city.
Mm-hmm. All right. A couple of the other things that are going on with the legislature. Number one, it's redistricting. Are we going to be getting our first look at the new district maps, or at least the proposed redistricting maps sometime this week?
Yes. So redistricting could happen as early as tomorrow. I'm guessing sometime this week we'll find out not only the congressional maps, but the local state and house maps for the entire state.
Do you have any idea right now where they what they're going to look like? They're coming out of the committee, and is that something that you're going to be bargaining for, or will the legislature have the ability to change any of this, or is that set in stone? Do you have to go through the courts to do that?
So we have, I think, statutorily till tomorrow to pass something off of the floor and have the governor sign it. The consensus is we're not going to have consensus, which has been what it's been for 50 years. The courts have decided. So when people talk gerrymandering, it isn't coming from the legislative process. It's a panel of judges that actually make the decision.
All right. Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. Senator, we also want to talk about the budget. There were reports last week that some of the early tax numbers, the revenue generated in the last few months, is going to be significantly higher than what we thought. Therefore, the budget surplus could go from, you know, it's projected now at about $7.5 billion, could go maybe as high as $10 billion. Have you talked with some of your colleagues in the Senate? Is there any agreement on what you, at least from the GOP side, what you'd like to do if there is that extra money?
Well, there's extra money. However we look at it, there's reserve funds are full. We've increased spending every year the 5 years I've been up here and had a surplus year after year after year. So, you know, I think most of us agree that we're just spending too much or collecting too much and spending too much. So most of us would like to give it back to the people that are paying in to the taxes. When we look at the inflation, 40-year high, You know, gas prices alone have gone up 40%. We need to make sure the families have their money in their pockets from their paychecks. So that's what I think most of us would like to do.
All right. Looking forward to this week, you've already got the redistricting. I'm sure there'll be surplus talks and such like that. But are there any other highlights that'll be happening this week that you're going to be focusing on?
You know, the normal business. We have a bunch of bills moving through committee. We'll have hearings in Health and Human Service on kind of the nurses and maybe getting some nurses out of retirement or from other states to help in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. It's been a real problem recruiting nurses in those areas. And this is one area we've tried to fix for about 5 years. And the nurses union keeps on fighting us on the kind of a compact with 39 other states to ease the licensing between states. You have to have like two sets of fingerprints the way it works right now. Very burdensome, very delaying to have two sets of fingerprints. It's kind of a silly process.
All right. You're looking to streamline that?
We've been trying. We've just get pushback from the governor's office and the nurses union.
All right. Well, Senator, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. We certainly appreciate that. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. I don't know if you can spend time with your loved ones today on a Monday, but I wish you the best and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you. Richard Raheim, State Senator for District 20B.